This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and Thursday is the day we read from your email, and we begin with our story about former New York Times reporter Kurt Eichenwald. Eichenwald gained fame for his investigative reports, including his exposé about Internet child pornography. Eichenwald ended up leaving the Times and admitted that he had sent money to the subject of his story. Journalist Debbie Nathan, who was featured in David Folkenflik's report as one of Eichenwald's critics, wrote to say that she didn't feel her views were well represented. Her letter says, "David Folkenflik's piece about Kurt Eichenwald spent excessive, uncritical time on Eichenwald's version of events. Focusing almost entirely on Eichenwald's personal story of epilepsy-induced amnesia, Folkenflik avoided the question, what's the real issue when a journalist using pseudonyms pays a source lots of money and joins the source's illegal porn website as an administrator? Is it the claim that disease made him forget to tell editors he misbehaved, or is it the indisputable fact that he misbehaved in the first place, before forgetting?" But some other letter writers thought it was Eichenwald's critics who were missing the point. Seattle listener and psychologist Laura Brown writes, "This man is a hero for exposing those who used the Internet to sexually abuse children. That NPR gave airtime to Debbie Nathan and her ridiculous statement that too much is made of the sexual abuse of children is disturbing. I've worked with survivors of childhood sexual abuse every weekday for 30 years and can tell you that being used sexually as a child has long-term and sometimes devastating consequences. If Eichenwald saved one child, he did a wonderful thing." Well, many listeners wrote in this week about our coverage of the drought affecting much of the southeast of the United States and of our conversation with Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. John Preston's letter was typical. "I was disappointed," he says, "that the obvious question to the good governor, who was obviously a consummate politician, was not asked. What have you done to curtail consumption of water? Is it really as serious as the governor said, babies are suffering at the expense of endangered species? Or are folks just unable to water their lawns and take long showers? Perhaps it is an emergency, but I simply could not discern this from the story." When we reported on New York Yankees manager Joe Torre's rejection of a new contract offer, a portion of our coverage drew some criticism. Stephen Nelson of Jefferson City, Missouri, wrote this, "You stated that the New York Yankees are the most important sports franchise in the country. Even Yankee haters have to agree with that." Well, I'm writing to tell you that no, we don't. By caving into the Yankee New York syndrome, you've joined the ranks of ESPN and even Major League Baseball in insulting the entire rest of the country. Finally, a number of listeners commented on Michelle Norris's Tartatin cooking expedition with baker Dory Greenspan. Patricia Nevin from Minneapolis writes, "Great story today, Michelle. It actually made my mouth water. Even though it's radio, the images came across loud and clear. Please keep it up." But Jill Stoll couldn't disagree more. "It's just too much," she writes. "The way you go on and on about food, you sure did have to wait a long time for that dish to cool. However did you manage? Yes, please, Michelle, finish it off the radio. Do us all a favor." Well, let us know what you think. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo, shoo.